Proclamation number 8651, dated the October 21st, 1963. The True Church of Christ. Anyone who belongs to my church also has to have a living faith, a faith which came alive through love and thus enables the working of the Spirit in the human being, which again is only the result of love. The members of my church will only ever consist of people who are so sincerely united with me that they feel my presence, whose faith is consequently unwavering and cannot be shaken, which stands firm like a rock against every onslaught from outside, on account of which I said to Peter, "Upon you I will build my church." Single quote: for Peter's faith was strong and unwavering, even though during 1 hour he did not pass the test of faith, since events precipitated and shook his confidence. It was, however, more due to his intellect, which saw no way out from greatest danger, whereas his soul was pushed back and felt abandoned. Yet after this test of faith his love for me grew ever deeper and his faith strengthened, and such faith I also expect of those who want to belong to my church. Then they will no longer fall victim to my adversary and the enemy. A member of my church will always recognize the truth and renounce all error, because my Spirit works in him as an indication that he is part of the church founded by me. And where my Spirit works there can be no lack of clarity, no doubt and no confused concepts. A member of my church will be enlightened and his thoughts will be correct. This church needs no external characteristics, it needs no organizations, because there are people in all ecclesiastical organizations with a living faith who thereby arouse the Spirit within them, and they all affiliate themselves to the Church of Christ, which, in truth, is a purely spiritual connection of those who unite with me through love, who do everything consciously and not as a meaningless external activity which is purely mechanically implemented. You are meant to be living Christians, always conscious of the fact that you should fulfill the purpose of your earthly life, always eagerly striving to reach your goal, and always submitting yourselves to me so that I myself can assume your guidance, and then you will truly reach your goal. For I am not satisfied that you only fulfill humanly decreed commandments which you were taught during your upbringing, which are pointless and do not result in psychological maturity. As members of the church founded by me myself, you will also always be my true successors. You will always humbly accept all suffering and hardship affecting you, because you recognize them as a test of faith which you should pass, and as a means of help to increase the maturity of your soul. For this is what the Spirit within tells you, and you will also understand the reasons of what I allow to happen to you. You will live a second life next to your earthly one, a life in unity with me, your God and Father of eternity, and this life will guarantee your perfection. Hence every person is able to attain this perfection, irrespective of the school of thought he belongs to, providing he always stays in a living relationship with me and can thereby also be guided into truth, which, however, always necessitates a life of love and a firm, living faith. As long as you humans are lacking both, you are just dead forms on this earth which eternally cannot come alive, for your external actions will not result in inner changes which, however, are the meaning and purpose of a human being's earthly life. Join the church which I myself founded on earth, wake up from your sleep of death, bring the Spirit in you to life by doing selfless deeds of love, and you will thereby also achieve a faith so unwavering that hell will fail to shake it. And when you possess such faith you will be truly close to me already, then you will feel my presence, then you will also regain the abilities that were yours before your apostasy from me. You will become perfect again as you were in the beginning, and your life will be a happy one for all eternity. Amen.